Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. So, you noticed so far in our process, we have empathy. Now we're in the trust step. At no point have I said, here is where you dump all of those things on somebody, right? I'm not saying you got to do that in the beginning. Now, what's going to happen in the very beginning, especially in rapport, and especially as you do your transitions from rapport to empathy, and you have these things, which the transitions are the most important part. That's where most of the people fail at sales to move people forward and end up being order takers because they miss the transition. So important. At some point, we will talk about that. And if you want help on your transitions, email me, let me know. I will send you some ideas and tips for that. Also, that's where the private group coaching will come in. So if you're struggling with transitions, then that would be a great place to cover those and learn from others and figure out what would be best for those transitions you might get stuck in. So here's the thing. I haven't talked about that part. This is where that goes. So we've built rapport. We've created empathy. We've shared empathy. Now we're in the trust step. So the trust step is you have done the things to build up a level of trust. And then now you're going to solidify that trust. And now you can talk about yourself. This is where you would want to talk about yourself, your company, your product, your service a little bit. Not fully. That's where the next step comes in, which is going to be the hope step. So fight the urge to just go into a long monologue about your product or service yet. This is about you, your company, testimonials, social proof, third-party validation, whatever that looks like to solidify and cement that trust. Now, one of the things that comes up is a lot of people just want to jump in and talk about themselves in the beginning. Fight that urge. And what's going to happen too is because the general public, the buying public, again, anybody, whether they're at a company or they're an individual sitting in their living room or they're in your showroom floor, they are used to people dumping a lot of information about who they are and their company. And so a lot of times when they start the process, they are used to that, or they've got their guard up and they say, well, tell me about what you do, right? What you want to do is you want to make sure if that happens prior to the trust step, so you're in the rapport or empathy phase where you're not supposed to talk about yourself very much. Remember, two ears, one mouth. It's not about you yet. It's about them. If they do ask that or they prompt that and they want to know more about you, give them a little bit. Give them the elevator version, the quick pitch, the 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds, and then use a response like this. Tell them something like, blah, blah, here's my 30 seconds. And I will share more about what we do and the kind of programs we have and how I think I might be able to help you. But first, I want to make sure that you qualify or you would be a good fit, because sometimes people aren't a good fit for what we offer. And I don't want to waste your time explaining what we do if it doesn't even make sense to move forward. And then get back to what you're focused on. So you want to use some kind of response to that where you're giving them some information, but also letting them know, I don't want to waste your time, or I don't want to waste my time. And I'd like to share those things with you, tell those things to you down the road. But for now, let's see if it's even a good fit. Let's see if this is a match, right? And again, if we think of courtship and trying to build a relationship with someone or determine if you want to build a relationship with yourself, you could talk about yourself or talk about future plans all you want. And a lot of people do. A lot of people approach that situation like they do in sales, which is gross. And they just talk about themselves and how amazing they are and promote themselves and how much money they have and the kind of job, the kind of car, the kind of house, blah, blah, blah. All these things that they think builds trust and a desire and a need. But really what it does is it pushes most people away because they're like, I don't care. Like, I won't even know if it's worth going out with you yet. Like, all that stuff doesn't matter. And what I'll tell you, funny side note, is if you do lead with that, if that's your courtship kind of like dating strategy and you do that, like you're doing it in sales, you will be, you, somebody will move forward with that. Somebody will say, wow, he's got a nice house and a nice car and a nice job, and he makes a lot of money, and he has a nice watch, and he has nice friends, and he's a member of this nice country club or whatever it is. That person says, ooh, this is good. This is what I need. That may work some percentage of the time. But what I know is that that isn't necessarily going to be the relationship you want, because it's really going to be based around those things. And then, you know, what kind of quality would that be? Same thing when it comes to sales and business, which is, if you lead with all these things about you and someone's like, okay, that sounds great, will they stay? Will that be a good long-term client or not? Are you actually helping them, or do they just buy into the hype and then they're going to change their mind later on?